Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Have I mentioned that it's an open line Thursday? That's where you pick up your phone and you call the Junks at 800-636-1067.
Is it already Thursday?
I'm pretty sure it's a Thursday.
Right, it's the first round of the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't believe it's Thursday. I'm going to I'm going away tomorrow.
Where are you heading?
We're doing a volleyball camp. My daughter, you know, she's at that recruiting age, so she's got to do all these camps. And I'm going to North Carolina tomorrow.
Which part?
I don't even know.
You don't even know what city?
To be completely
Raleigh,
fair,
Greensboro.
I don't want to say the school.
Yeah.
But it's I actually don't know exactly.
You're not sure what city you're traveling to.
Yeah.
But you travel a lot, so I can understand your brain's a little bit scrambled.
I'll put it in the thing when I get in the car.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
I'll Google such and such
university.
I know
you're driving on like 95 South.
Yeah, and I'll just put it in, and then I'll just go wherever it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I can't believe that today's Thursday.
Yes, Ricky, Thursday.
We just did the U.S. You're open watching the U.S. Open.
I know, but I wasn't putting two and two together. I thought it was like Wednesday.
Oh, no, it's Thursday.
That means I got to pack.
Yeah.
I'm sure packing is hard. You pack your slides and a few shorts and sweatpants and t-shirts, and you're good.
I can't believe I'm leaving tomorrow. All right. I'm not mentally prepared for that, Cakes. All right. Sorry.
All right. Again.
Why don't you want to say what school you're going to?
Well, I mean,
you just don't want...
I mean, I'll tell you. Oh, okay. I'll tell you during a break. I just don't want to say on the air, like, specifically all the camps my daughter's doing. You know what I mean? Because these... You know, I just don't want to be... You know what I'm saying?
You don't need to put that business out there.
Yeah.
I
got you.
I don't know. It's just... I don't want to influence anything.
Yeah.
Negatively or positively.
But on Open Line Thursday, you could talk about anything. You could talk about the Nats getting blown out by the Mets yesterday. You could talk about Commanders OTAs. You can propose Junkies hypotheticals, or the Junks are, we're sage people in our mid-50s. We can give you sound life advice if you're at a crossroads or something in your life. We're like counselors.
Ask Junks anything. Doesn't mean we're going to answer everything.
Sure, you can do an Ask Junks
BT
anything.
BT Dubs.
An AJA.
Last night you saw something in baseball that you never see, and that's a complete game shutout by a pitcher.
You never see that anymore.
You never see it.
David, it used to happen all the time.
Used to happen a lot. David Peterson, stud lefty for the Mets, went 9. He shut out the Nats. You just never see that. If you get your starter to go 6,
yeah,
that's
huge.
You hit it.
Yeah.
If he goes 7,
mm-hmm.
and you only have to use your pen for
it's
2,
bonus.
It's bonus.
Yeah.
But usually you're seeing 5 and 6. But when you can go 9 and you save your entire bullpen for a day, that's ridiculous. And remember that stretch of games where the Nats scored 38 runs in 4 games
when
they went to Seattle and beat Seattle twice, and then they beat Arizona twice. Actually, that might have been home games. But either way, they scored 38 runs in 4-game stretch, and we said, where does this come from? Well, in the last 15 I'm sorry, last nine games, they've scored 15 runs.
Oh, that's, yeah, they need to up that run production.
Baseball's crazy, man. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, you want to go to Donnie in Mitchellville? Let's go to Donnie.
Sure. Yeah, let's go to Donnie.
It is an open line Thursday.
Mitchellville, close to where we grew up.
I can't believe it's Thursday. That's right, it's Thursday. First round of U.S. Open.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Didn't put two and two
this
together.
This is one of the best weeks. I'm sorry, for golf fans, this is one of the best weeks of the year.
Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend slash week, because the U.S. Open is always on Father's Day week.
Are there going to be a lot of dads hitting skins this weekend, you think?
You're not looking at one, but I don't know, maybe.
Could be.
Well, I mean do you think a lot of wives, they might... I mean,
throw them a bone?
Throw them a bone on Father's Day?
I think they might rather get them a tie.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Donnie. Donnie, what's up? Definitely they would rather. More.
What's up?
What's up, Donnie?
Good morning, Jonathan. I love you, man. I wanted to see.
Thanks, buddy. Love you.
I think about Jason all the time because he's so great and awesome, man. I want to be like him when I grow up. So
you want to be like Jason? What about Cakes?
Yeah,
you
want to be me?
I love Cakes, man. Cakes is awesome. Playing poker and how his wife loves him, but my wife don't love me like Cakes.
Nobody's wife loves him like Amy loves Cakes.
How old are you?
I'm 36, bro.
Oh, you're young.
Hey, Donnie, I'm feeling a little bit down in the dumps because I'm broke now. Can you say something nice about me?
Eric, you're amazing, man. Your delivery, your tenacity, and how you feel about the Skins, man. It's because of you. I come on here to hear Skins greatness, man, because you bring it to me every day.
You know what? You boosted my day, Donnie. Are you mad
because I called Debo fat? Are you upset that I called Debo fat?
Isn't he a traitor?
It's okay. It's okay. I'm fat, so it's cool.
So are all of us. Hey, why don't you say something nice about Valdez and Drabby, too?
I like how Drab is consistent with trying to be better. Because that's what we all trying to do. So
he is trying to better himself all the time. Because of his hair.
Yeah, his hair.
You respect his hair. I will say I respect that. He's putting his insecurity out there.
By the way, I got to meet Dr. Burka in person yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was here to do.
Did he look at your dome?
Oh, he was eyeing me up. He's like, are you going to be next? And I was wavering.
Cakes could be pulled. I think Cakes could be pulled over.
I want to see how Drab's process works out.
Dr. Burka looked like a piranha.
He was
like a shark circling Cakes.
He was ready to land the big fish.
All right, say something nice about Valdez, Donnie.
Valdez is the ultimate fan. I think how he Ravens fans, Orioles fans, he just shows us every day what it's like to be. Yeah. Who we're supposed to be. So I appreciate Valdez.
All right. What about Mar? You got anything about the kid?
Mike Mar. that left you flat.
What about the kid? The YouTube kid?
I don't really got nothing on Mar. I don't get to listen as much as I used to. I hear his energy, but
he's got energy.
It's like baby AWOD. Yeah. It's like baby AWOD.
A little bit of baby AWOD. I agree with you.
That's
a little smarter,
one.
Though. A little smarter. Adam's so dumb.
Yeah, I agree with that. But my call was for Jason, man. I was in Seabrook yesterday, and I was like, man, what would Jason do right now? And I was like, man, let me find one. And I found one because I had to find one that was over a five. She was like a seven. But I said, hola, bonita.
She definitely smiled.
Oh, she did? She smiled?
So did Jason. You just made Jason smile.
I just think that's funny.
Hold on. Where were you walking?
Seabrook Road at the, it was a crime.
Oh, you must have really looked hard
Jason's
for that.
That's Jason's old haunting ground, haunting spot there.
Do you know, Ed, do you know where Jason lived? Jason, you should put, your old house should be like a museum.
There should be a plaque out front.
Do you know where Jason used to live?
No, I don't know the exact house, but I get the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Jason, why don't you tell the address?
I don't know if I should do that.
No, we don't want to bother the tenant or owner.
Yeah.
But what could you see from there? You could see the gas station from your house.
Definitely. It wasn't a Crown. It was an Exxon. And then there was a 7-Eleven right across the street. So I lived right down that street.
Wasn't there like a laundromat right there?
Oh, of course. Chinese restaurant.
Well, all of that is still there. I think the laundromat burned down, but the rest of that is still there.
Oh, dude.
What about that Tasty Freeze or whatever was over there?
That used to be that. I'm sure that's gone.
Rita's? I think it's a Rita's now.
Rita's.
It's an Italian ice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Takes, you give out Jason's address, everyone's going to flock to it like people do to the Breaking Bad house. Yeah. Where the pizza's on the roof.
Throw a pizza.
I haven't been to Seabrook in a long. Sometimes I drive by the old hood just to see, you know, how bad it looks. And, man, people are just, they are not taking care of their properties in that neighborhood anymore.
Hey, I love you guys, man.
Thanks, Donnie.
Have a great day.
Appreciate you, man.
Donnie. Thanks, buddy.
I'm sorry. I can't stop looking at Jason's left headphone.
I know.
It's coming out, getting to be like.
Can you at least, really bad.
Now.
Can you at least put black tape?
Seriously,
I could. I'm just lazy.
This is a headphone intervention.
Yeah.
Those need to go. You don't want to.
They still sound
Jason,
good though.
They don't look good, but you have a brand new
terrible.
Pair.
Terrible. Look, I'm on camera.
It looks so bad.
Out.
Why don't you use the brand new pair?
What? Because it doesn't sound as good as these. I'm telling you.
We'll give it to Roger.
What do you mean?
He'll fiddle with it and tape it all up.
Have Roger fix it.
Yeah, Roger needs to perform surgery on those.
He'll solder it.
I didn't think about it. You look like a brokey.
You look like a big brokey.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, the reason I use these is because even with the broke foam in here, it still sounds better than the newer ones.
I know, but it'll take you two segments to get used to
the aesthetics of them are jarring.
It looks like he has a sponge on his ear.
I can't really worry about that.
I'm actually getting used to it.
It looks like a sponge that you've used for 2 months and need to throw away is sticking out of your ear.
Yeah.
Also, Donk, you know you can buy new ear pads for headphones. Like on Amazon.
Sure, you can buy anything.
You don't have to buy a whole new
for that.
I'm just lazy. I don't think about it.
Can you buy him a pair and he'll Venmo you?
No, because they're like probably $30-$40.
He'll Venmo you the money.
I'm fine.
He'll pay.
Yeah.
No, I don't worry about it.
He knows how to work Amazon.
No, now it's.
I know, but he'll never do it.
Now it's a part of the show.
He'll never do it. But he'll do it. If you do it, he'll feel guilty.
It's part of show lore now.
It's a part of the show. So I'm going to keep it as long as it can stay on my ear.
I wish JP was here.
The next one, the right ear, is going to go soon, too.
Okay.
So they're both going to be foaming out.
We need to have, like, a funeral for those headphones.
We will, yeah.
I wish JP was here because I was driving around, and I think it's the Chantilly area. I get Chantilly. Jason, how can you tell the difference between Chantilly and Herndon? I don't know what the difference is. I don't really know. Like
drabs
are they kind of the same in the same area? Are they next door to each other?
Kind of. Not really?
Herndon's...
I mean, I can
I'm
tell
not
you.
I'm saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying I don't know which one's which.
Chantilly's like on the other side of 50.
Chantilly is Fairfax County. Herndon is Loudoun.
They're
County.
Not next door to each
I
other?
I have no idea. I thought Herndon was in Fairfax.
Like, literally, if you look at
Herndon,
map,
isn't Herndon Loudoun County?
I don't know where it is.
So maybe Herndon Sterling is where the Fairfax Loudoun
I was driving around, which is not that far from Chantilly National, which I assume means Chantilly. Not Herndon.
Correct.
Right?
No, Chantilly's not close to Herndon.
Okay.
Herndon's right next to Reston.
Yeah, I think this is more Chantilly.
Yeah.
So this blows my mind, and you guys don't understand this, I don't think. Cakes will. You know that we grew up in Pointer Ridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Pointer Ridge? Have you ever been there, Valdez, like driven by it or anything?
Well,
probably not. High school or something?
The only thing... my familiarity with Bowie is dropping Bruce the Hugger off.
Okay, hasn't been. Maybe he's driven by it like on Route 3 or 301.
So when we were coming up, we're kids of the 70s, all right? We all lived in Levitt Homes, okay? You've heard of that developer, Levitt,
yes,
right? It's so, and they have like a Levittown, PA, I think maybe, right?
Or maybe New York, I'm not sure.
And it's always bizarre to me when I drive into a Levitt neighborhood, because it looks like our neighborhood.
Sure.
Like they're the exact same model. Like Levitt maybe had like six or seven homes and they're all the same. You drive in our Pointer Ridge, they're like cookie cutter, they're all the same. They're no basements. Like I know all the models because I grew up there, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've seen it in New York and it blows my mind. I've seen it maybe in Pennsylvania somewhere. There's one in Chantilly.
Oh, there is.
There's a neighborhood of Levitt homes and you don't understand, Cakes. My head explodes.
You think you're like on Pennypacker
Lane?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm in Bowie.
Or on Perel Lane back in where we lived.
Would you feel that way? Because you know how unique Levitt homes are.
If I got
They're
dropped
distinctly
into a neighborhood
different.
That looked just like the neighborhood I grew up in, but it's in New York, you would have like nostalgia. You'd be like, oh, this is like where I grew up.
It blows my mind.
Oh, that's the Greenbrier neighborhood. It's a big shopping center area in Chantilly.
So that is Chantilly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get because I'm out in that area all the time. Like, my family is all the time for volleyball, and I'm killing time and going to Marshall's.
Going to TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
right. Pooping at TJ Maxx.
I go to Poopatella, whatever.
Right.
Just try to find stuff to do.
So what is Levitt? That's just the developer?
Yeah.
He's the developer. I think he was like a famous developer. He had these model homes. They were like cheap homes. But when we were coming up, it was a nice neighborhood, Whatever. My dad always said that where we grew up, he called us like nickel millionaires. So people like didn't really make that much money, but you had a nice little house and you had a nice little neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And each home, if you're looking at the homes, they're distinct. I think of them as sort of cheap looking, but they're the exact same models. And every time I drive through a Levitt neighborhood, my head explodes because I think I'm in my hometown.
Because you're thinking you're in Pointer Ridge.
They're literally the exact same home style.
Right.
Same material, same everything. Cakes, I need you to drive through. I need you to see if you have the same experience.
I need you to go to Chantilly just to drive through.
No chance.
Because, by the way, I'm not doing it on purpose. Yeah. I'm just driving around. And my GPS took me through. And I go, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What am I on? Yeah, Pennypacker Lane? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
It's weird. It's a weird bit.
It's a weird bit.
It's like you're in a Twilight Zone.
I think that neighborhood looks kind of nubs. Is that a nice neighborhood
it's
or no?
Showing some wear and tear.
It's just old.
Yeah.
It's just so old.
Yeah.
Well, those houses are probably built, like, if they were built around when our houses are built.
I think they actually held up better than Bowie.
But. I think the community looks good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Just I go through a time warp whenever I stumble onto that. I feel like I'm in Back to the Future or something. It's like a bizarre world.
Valdez lived there.
Yeah. You lived in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Not in that neighborhood, near that neighborhood.
So you didn't live in a Levitt home, though?
No.
You live in like a townhouse or something?
Yeah,
or condo?
Right next to it.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And don't forget, at 8:45, EB's got a big golf story to tell everybody. That's coming up in about 25 minutes here on The Junks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.